And here is the next journal entry. The Lord began, "I've been waiting for you to let go of everything so I could do it for you, so you wouldn't have to strive or work something. Rather, the baby would be born naturally. The seed would push its way through the soil without effort, timely and naturally, all in my good timing." Nothing discourages a person more than hope deferred, and yet that's the very thing I use to work patience and faith into my chosen souls. Will they trust me? Will they stand on my promise and allow the work of preparation to be done? Or will they become impatient and try to do it themselves? If a soul chosen to lead cannot wait on me to do the doing, then whatever they build on will not stand. And in contrast, if a soul does wait while I lay the foundation and prepare the way, then what is born will endure, because I am the master builder, and what I create endures. You have endured, your husband has endured, because I was the builder. By my hand I brought you together. By my hand I preserved you. And by my hand, your marriage is a success. When souls learn to wait on me in a big way, their lives will in the end flourish and bring forth copious fruit. This is something I want you to share. Forgive me, Lord, my mind is so scattered today. I'm really having trouble focusing. He said, "Did you like your evening gown?" I thought, that's funny. I just said my mind was scattered and you're asking me to think about my evening gown. But I did answer him. I said, "Oh, how beautiful. When we were dancing, the Lord was covered in pinpoint stars that twinkled. His white garment radiated starlight. My gown was intercepting them, so I twinkled like he did, all the colors of the rainbow, but very bright." That's strange. All of a sudden, my mind is cleared. The Lord continued, "There is a truth, my love. You are capturing and reflecting my glory because we are together, and your full attention is set on me and on worshiping and thanking me, and so you radiate my glory. Oh, how important it is for souls to come to me and for us to be together in this way. When they do, they will shine with my glory, and others who are seeking me will sense their closeness to me. It will be easier to help others when they realize that the soul they're listening to has truly been in my presence. There is an authority and authenticness that moves with those who have been substantially in my presence. Only see to it that each of you wean more and more off the pleasures of this world, that you may protect this light that accompanies you, and not sully it with the foolish and banal things of this world."